Zimbabwe, please, in Book of Genesis, chapter 1. We've read these verses over and over again, and oftentimes we don't really get to grip this. But it said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from darkness. When I read this verse, I've read it over and over again, and all of us over the years, and it's seemingly to be a good piece of literature, a good piece of reading in the beginning. It just gives you a very short analysis of what really took place. But what we don't really understand is that probably God never wanted to create the sun, the moon, and Jupiter. His interest was to create the heaven and the earth. The Bible said, in the beginning, he created the heaven and the earth. And that was what was on his mind. God was having something. As he created the heaven and earth, he realized something reported to him that darkness was all over the earth. We are living in a times whereby darkness is all over the world today. The terrorists are everywhere. It's no longer left in only in a Holy Land, in Middle East, but it is all over the world. It seems the darkness is rising up, but there was a Holy Spirit who was hovering over the surface of the deep. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. The Lord told me, he said, the Holy Spirit is the landlord on this earth. He's the one in charge of this earth. He was here before the devil was. He was here before man was. He was here even before light was. Before all these things took place, the Holy Spirit was already hovering over the surface of the deep. And oftentimes we don't put emphasis on the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit is the landlord of this earth. And he knows more about this earth, and he reported to the Heavenly Father, there's darkness here of this planet earth. What are you going to do? Then God came and God spoke, and the Bible said, and things begin to happen. I love the way it said, and in the beginning. In order for things to begin, we need to really allow the Holy Spirit to take his place. The Holy Spirit must be allowed in our daily lives on a daily basis to allow here, to allow things to take place. It doesn't matter how dark the situation is. Where the Holy Spirit is and the Word of God is, miracles are going to happen. Miracles are going to happen. And then God was able to deal with us. For 6 days, he was creating things on earth. Then he said, let us make man in our own image. In the likeness of God, he made us. The devil did not come on planet Earth because he hated man. He didn't even know man how man looks like. He hates God. And the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that there was war in heaven. Satan started a war in heaven. So if there was war in heaven, there's going to be war on this earth. This little bastard called devil, he's going to start war anywhere with anybody. But we have one confidence that whatever he starts, he fails. Oh, you didn't hear yourself. Whatever he starts, it does not survive. Satan has one thing in common, that he's very quick in starting things, but they don't last. Oh, somebody need to send an SMS to the devil. He said, I know your future. You don't hold things and they don't last long. Whatever he starts, he started a war in heaven. He didn't last long. He was thrown out. He came on earth. He didn't last long. He was thrown out. He went to hell. Jesus went there too. He defeated him there. Now he's homeless. Oh, glory to God. He's homeless. But you and I must understand this thing, that this is how we begin to fight back. This is how we begin to take back what the devil has stolen from us. This is how we did it. We need the Holy Ghost. Some say we need the Holy Spirit. Say it again. We need the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who carries the information to the Father. And he said, Father, there is darkness here. And once God gets involved in everything, things begin to change. Now God said, let there be light, and there was light. And then God separated the light from the darkness. People of God, the darker your situation is, the brighter it's going to become. All of us, somehow, somewhere, the enemy has knocked on our door. But before you scream and cry and you kick, look at what God does. God did not bring light from heaven. He simply looked into the darkness and he separated the light from the darkness. Out of your misery, there is a miracle. In the very situation you are going through, God is about to turn something great to happen out of this country. Everybody has been saying, well, America, we don't know where America is going. I have good news for you. God is bringing revival to the United States of America. God is about to raise the standard of godliness and righteousness in the land. Woo, hallelujah. From the White House to the Law House, God is going to do something incredible that you have never seen before. Somebody clap your hands to Jesus. Why? Because the Bible says, where sin abounds, grace seems to abound more. Oh, I don't know whom I'm talking to. I say, where sin abound, grace seems to abound more. You say, so do we continue to sin so that grace will abound? No. What it means is that God knows how to speak to the darkness, and darkness know the voice of God, and that darkness is going to turn into light. Your sickness is about to give you health today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God is about to heal somebody this morning. I say God is about to drive some sickness out of somebody's body this morning. Hallelujah. God is going to turn your poverty into riches. He turns water into wine, don't forget. He turns that which is colorless to become colorful. He turns your mourning into dancing. God is a professor, a specialist in turning things around. He knows how to turn things around for the better. I don't know your situation, but if I was you, I'll be standing up right now and I'll turn around like this by faith, because God is turning your story around. God is turning your situation around. God is turning your life around. That's what happened to you, Brother Charlie. That happened to me. God did not give us a new life. He turned our lives around. Woo! Glory to God. Man, I feel rejoicing this morning. God is going to turn your story around. He's a God of the turnarounds. He's a God of the turnarounds. So that's exactly what he does. He turned the darkness into light. And when he said, let there be light, there was light. And you said, where did the light come from? The light came from the darkness. He separated the light from darkness. In the name of Jesus, God is going to separate your health from your sickness. He's separating you this morning. He's removing you. He's cutting you off from what has been going on. One of the things that I realized when Prime Minister of Israel came, he said these words. He said, 40 years ago, we came in the middle of the darkness, in the middle of the night to rescue our people. But now we have come in a broad daylight, welcomed by Ugandan people. What the devil has been doing against you privately, the Lord is about to celebrate you publicly. Your children, God is going to separate them from whatever is killing them. Woo, glory to God. I feel this morning that somebody is being separated from the bad story of your life. Separated. How did he separate that? In Psalms 18, there is a verse that is amazing. Pastor Bob, there is a verse that is amazing. He said, God's presence is in the darkness of the clouds. Oftentimes you've been waiting for the presence of God and you are wondering, God, where are you? That's why he does not show up when you cry. He waits until it's darker. Okay. He had to wait until Lazarus is rotten. You want to tell me that there was still life in Lazarus? Yes, there was still life, because he did not bring the life to Lazarus. He called Lazarus out, which means in the midst of his rottenness, there was still life. Remember, he's a God who makes things out of nothing. Woo, glory to God. Out of a tornado, he created this building, and he built a school, and he built Lighthouse Television. Out of a tornado. Oh, I feel like kicking the devil right now in the name of Jesus. Brother John, he makes things out of nothing. But oftentimes we are looking at him and said, I wish God can come now before it gets worse. Child of God. In America, there used to be a company called the Lazy Boy. They used to make these lazy chairs. Is it still there? So get yourself a lazy boy. And watch God turn your situation around for the glory of God. Glory to God. Let me read to you Psalms 18. Psalms 18, quickly, please. I have to go quickly here. Psalms 18. Hallelujah. Relax in your lazy chair. Lazy boy? Yeah, get yourself a lazy boy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look and see how he's going to turn your situation around. Psalms 18. Are you there? If you're there, say, I'm there. If you're not there, somebody should slap you. He's trying to. Hallelujah. Psalms 18, verse 11. Okay, verse 6, it says, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice and of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundation also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. Verse 11. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion around about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. He made darkness his secret place. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Are you listening to what I'm talking about? So sometimes when things are darker, we tend to give up. But we don't know that the darker they are, that's where his secret place is. And I'm telling you, let me prophesy to you, in the next 14 days in your own life, you're going to see things turn around for the better in Jesus' mighty name. You're going to see a new influx of God's goodness coming your way. You're going to feel stronger than ever before. You're going to feel powerful than ever before. Actually, right now, somebody's neck is being healed. You came here with a terrible neck. You had a terrible pain. It's like you can't even move your neck this side or that side. The Lord is healing you. Just stand up on your feet and just turn around like this and see how God is going to heal you quickly. Wherever you are, just turn around. Just turn around. God is healing you in Jesus' mighty name. Receive your healing, my sister. Receive your healing in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody came here with a problem. With a problem, it's like there is a kind of pain which is scaring you. It's like inside the liver or the kidney or something there. There is sharp pain. It's been coming on and off for the past few days, the past few weeks. And you don't know. You take some pain, it comes back. You're kind of scared. You don't know what's inside because the pain seemingly to be coming from inside. Wherever you are, please just stand up on your feet because the Lord is healing you right now. The Lord is totally healing you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. In fact, if you can walk down here, mama, just walk down here. Just walk down here in the name of Jesus. You're going to discover that pain is no more. The Lord hides behind the darkness. And the Satan thinks because the situation is darker for you, he's going to win. He's not winning. The Lord is healing you in Jesus' marvelous name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just come down here because today is the day of the turnaround. Oh, somebody say, this is my day. Oh, speak with a loud voice. This is my day of the turnaround. The Lord is turning around every situation. He's turning around every pain. into your healing, into your deliverance, into your health, into your life, in Jesus' name. Even if it's a financial situation that you are having right now, you are not paying the bills and things are not going well. Well, stand up and come and join us here. By the time you leave here and go back there, God will have already given you a solution of how to come out financially and turn the situation around. May the Lord turn our situations around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody clap your hands to Jesus. Man, I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit descending on God's people right now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Maybe it is your health. Maybe it is in your body. Your health, you're not feeling well. In your eyes, in your ears, you are seeing blurry. You're not walking well. You're not doing well. You are here today. You say, Lord, I want my situation to turn around. I want my situation to turn around. Please come. Please come. Please come. In the name of Jesus. Maybe it's your marriage. Today we are celebrating 62 years of our parents. Of a holy matrimony, a holy marriage, of love and faithfulness to God. 62 years. I'm telling you, come and tap from that anointing. Let your marriage receive from that anointing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's the God of the turnaround. He's the God of the turnaround. He's the God of the turnaround. Somebody shout hallelujah. He's a God of the turnaround in Jesus' name. Lift up your hand. Lift up your hand and say, today, my God is a God of the turnaround. Let there be light. Let there be miracles. Let there be healing. Let there be provision. Let there be signs and wonders. Let there be miracles now in the name of Jesus. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. And then God did the incredible. Jehovah God did the incredible. When you read the verses here, he said, then he turned to the lights, the two lights, and he said, the stronger rule during the day, and the weaker rule during the night. I said to myself, if it was Robert Kayanja, I'll tell the stronger to rule during the night. How many of you know the moon has no source of light by itself? It just reflects from the sun. But then he gave that which is just a reflector to rule over the darkness. I said, God, you know, we don't have power of our own. We don't have the energy of our own. We don't have the anointing of our own. It is from our Father. We are reflecting the Father. But it has given us the power to rule over the strongest devils ever in Jesus' name. Woo! So he has chosen you, to rule over the strongest problem that have destroyed other people. That which has defeated other families, he has given you power to defeat. You look at yourself, you said, I'm weak. I'm not that strong. But he uses that weaker to rule the strong. He used the moon to rule the night. Don't look at yourself and say, I am weak. I am not that strong. No. That's how he does it. Every disease that has killed everybody in your family will not kill you. Woo! He's a good God. Someone say, he's a good God. Say, he has chosen me to rule over the darkness, to drive out every powers of hell in the name of Jesus. Are you ready? Can I lay hands on you? I see the lions are going. Can I lay hands on you? Okay, in the name of Jesus, lift up your hand and just receive, just receive, just receive, my brother, just receive from the Lord, just receive your healing, just receive your blessing, just receive your deliverance, just receive in the name of Jesus, just receive, sir, just receive, mama, just receive the power of God. This is a day the Holy Spirit is here. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, touch me. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Mighty God. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God. Touch our Lord. Touch. Touch our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Woo! Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, the joy of the Lord, the power of the Lord, the miracles of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, healing in the name of Jesus. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Receive, receive, receive from the Lord. Receive your healing. Receive your miracles. Receive your deliverance. Receive the life of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Receive the blessings of God. Receive the healing of God in your life, in your body. In the name of Jesus, receive the breakthroughs of God. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. God is at work. God is moving. God is powerful. Oh, glory to God. Holy Spirit is upon you. The Lord is mending. The Lord is healing. The Lord is restoring. The Lord is delivering. The Lord is empowering. The Lord is removing every pain. The Lord is setting free. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Power of the living God. In the name of Jesus. Precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit, 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 precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let there be miracles. Let there be miracles in Jesus' mighty name. Let there be healing. Let there be financial breakthroughs. Let there be miracles, signs and wonders. Let there be breakthroughs in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Receive your breakthroughs. Receive your miracles in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Oh, precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Precious Holy Spirit. Jesus, we are going to see incredible miracles. Somebody clap your hands and rejoice in the Lord. We are going to see incredible healings, incredible breakthroughs, incredible miracles, incredible signs and wonders. We're going to see incredible things happening in the name of Jesus. Incredible, incredible miracles. Incredible miracles, incredible miracles. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody clap your hands to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. He's the God of the turnaround. Come on, get up on your feet and do this. He said, turn it around, Lord. Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. In Jesus' mighty name. Body, mindset, transformation. Man, I feel the anointing in this place. Woo! I feel the anointing of God in this place. God is doing an incredible, incredible. He's turning every situation in your life around for His good. No more pain, no more suffering, no more worry, no more lack. The favor of God is already upon your life. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you may be here, you say, Lord, I want God to turn around my life. I'm not living right with God. Maybe this is my first time. Maybe I want God to speak a word in my life so that I give my life to Jesus. I surrender to Jesus. I want my life to totally turn around. I'm tired of the habits. I'm tired of the bondage. I'm tired of whatever it is. I want God to turn me around. So if you're here, just put up your hand. I want to pray for you. Wherever you are, I want to pray for you. Come on, come down here. Let me pray for you. Just come. You want Jesus to turn your life around. You want your life. You are tired of the bondage. You are tired of the sin. You are tired of the situation. Just come down here. Let God do something incredible in our lives. He's a wonderful God, you know. He's a wonderful God. Somebody clap your hands to Jesus. He's a wonder. He's a wonder. He's a wonder, you know. Reposata ramose ke reposi. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. It's amazing that he simply spoke the word and things happened. He simply said, let there be light. Do you know why he said, let there be light? Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Whenever you read the scripture that said, let there in the Bible, it means somebody is resisting. That's why he said, let the little children come unto me. Because somebody was resisting. Every time there is something, that's just a, let there be praise to the Lord, which means somebody is stopping you or resisting you from receiving. So when God said, let there be light, somebody was resisting the light from not coming. Child of God, today He speaks, let there be freedom in your life. Let there be freedom in your life. Be free from that. Be free from that. Be free from that. In Jesus' mighty name. No matter what the devil has held you captive for, the Lord sets you free today. In Jesus' mighty name. Just put your hand on your chest. Say these words with me. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, my life is in your hand. I surrender it to you totally. Jesus, you are Lord of my life. I am yours. Take over. Forgive me of doubt, of sin, of unbelief. I surrender to you. Precious Jesus, take over now in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Let your precious blood wash me, cleanse me, purify me in Jesus' name, and let there be freedom in my life in Jesus' name. You believe it? Lift up your hand and shout and laugh at the devil, because he's a loser in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody clap your hands to Jesus. Marvelous, 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 marvelous. Brother Charlie, Pastor, in Jesus' mighty name. Somebody rejoice, rejoice, rejoice.